don't stress, just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff. I'm, as always, joined by Big Shot.
What's up? What's happening?
What's rolling? Is going on? Did you introduce me yet?
Nah, you do that yourself.
I can do it myself.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Nah, hey, for real, Rock, what we got on tap for this week?
We have a great show. Of course, before we get into the show, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company.
And, of course, you can catch BSS Carolinas on Thursdays at 3 p.m.
I was asked to drop the new ABC.
Were you? Who asked you?
I think you did.
All right.
Maybe the Walt Disney Company asked you to stop doing that.
They sent us a cease and desist.
Yeah. Stop stealing our slogan.
Yeah.
Come on. Y'all are creative guys. Get your own. Anyway, we got a great show today. Welcome to the show. Sorry it's been so long since we've all been together.
Yes, it's been a month. I'm going to be a little rusty.
So, well, you're always rusty. I'm used to
it. That's true.
I had to carry you usually through the show. So it's like,
shots fired. Yeah. No, just first 2 minutes.
I'm going to school him today.
It's are you going to school us?
Yeah. All right. Let's do this.
But no, we got a great show today, man. First, everybody on Periscope, we're going to, the first thing we're going to talk about is NFL. Second segment, college football. We got a lot to talk about in college football.
How your fantasy teams looking this week?
Oh, yeah. We need to talk about that as well.
Fantasy injuries, man.
Not so well. Oof. Yeah, a lot of injuries this week, which always we're going to talk. I'm going to ask that question as well because I want to see what y'all think about the injuries and what we can do to get it better. But first, let's go into Heroes of the Weekend. It's the Rule 3 Breakdown Edition, Heroes of the Weekend. Myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I'd feel. That song
That's a jam, dude.
Awesome, dude. I'm telling you.
Hey, great song.
Who sings that song? I might have to download that on my
Look up really corny TV theme songs.
He does most of them.
Yeah.
Usually.
All right, man. I'm going to kick it off. I got two. One, I'm going to go with 32-year-old D'Angelo Williams. Yeah. Man, 32 carries. I mean, he's old, but he can still get it. Balling out for Pittsburgh. I absolutely love it. Second, I got to go with the beast, Kelvin Benjamin. Dude, had a game. Have yourself a day, Kelvin. Maybe it's only because he's on my fantasy team and I really enjoyed it. But dude couldn't be stopped. Can catch everything. Catch radius is insane. Two touchdowns. That's it,
man. I was telling Bobby, I thought he was the MVP of the game. Listen, I know Olsen had the big play.
But to me,
Kevin Benjamin, he had the big catches on third down. You know, when they needed a play, Cam looked for him and to stop, you know, to keep the drives going.
I mean, wouldn't you?
I would too. Yeah. I'm just saying.
He's big.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a good one. You got any?
Heroes.
Robbie Hill out of Novi, Michigan. The Novi High Wildcats. He is a high school senior. He has Down syndrome. He's been like the water boy for their high school program since he's been there. They let him on the field over the weekend. He scored a touchdown in front of his mother, who's terminally ill, battling cancer right now.
Yeah.
One of the most amazing heartfelt stories you'll hear this year, man. Check it out. It's all over the internet. It's on YouTube and stuff. Robbie Hill, H-E-I-L is his last name. And let me give it up for NG Chun from the Ladies Professional Golf Association. Over in the Evian Championship over the weekend, she finished with a 21 underscore, breaking the best four-round score by man or woman of all time. 22 years old. Mm. Killing it.
Man, I like you come with these. You come with these far out ones. I love it. I love you come with the That's heroes.
Good. And one more. Martin Truex Jr., the Furniture Row Camry over the weekend at in Chicago was dominant. Already on the board for the first win in the playoffs.
I didn't even know there was NASCAR on still.
Yeah,
they won't even lie to you.
They just started the sprint, the chase, right?
Yeah, the playoffs.
The race for the chase or the chase
They'll
for the
They'll be
the
in
cup
Charlotte in 2 weeks. Hmm. Bank of America 500. Get your tickets. If
How
you
many times they come here?
Twice.
Like the Coca-Cola 600
October
is one
Memorial
of their major
Day.
Races. The Coca-Cola 600
Because they do the All-Star race, too.
Yep. Yeah.
And they do that the week before the Coca-Cola.
Oh.
So I have a couple. First and foremost, I got to start out with Lamar Jackson. 5 touchdowns versus Florida State, going 13 of 20, 1 touchdown passing, 17 carries for 146, and 4 touchdowns in a 63-20 win. Sorry, Jeffrey.
Did you see what Mike Vick tweeted out during the game? Like, no. He's a bigger, stronger version of me.
He's 5 times better than I was at that point.
I think he looks more like Tommy Frazier when he runs the football, though. If you don't know about Nebraska football in the 90s, they ran the option. Tommy Frazier was the most dominant option quarterback ever. Go check him out.
Oh, absolutely. Somebody said he looks like Vince Young. I don't know about that.
Skip Bayless said that.
I think he's faster than Vince Young.
That. I think he's – yeah. We'll see. I mean, he looks great so far, so we'll see. What is he, a sophomore?
Yeah. True sophomore.
True sophomore.
That's so crazy.
He started last year. He was good last year. It's just he had to go through his learning curve and the bumps.
He didn't even start the season last year.
No, he came in after a while. But they were scoring points when he came in. It was like, you know what? They got a player.
He's electric. He's fun to watch. I mean, not when he's burning my team.
I don't know if it transfers to the pros, but right now
he's not going to be a great pro.
Right now
but
in college, he is awesome.
I'm a true believer in, you know what? He'd be great in college, and I love to watch it. But I don't think any less of him when he goes to the NFL and he doesn't pan out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Same with Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm. Most likely. We'll see, though. A couple other ones. I got Bronco D scored a pair of touchdowns versus the Colts as they beat the Colts yesterday. Defense still looking great. Matt Ryan passing for 396, 3 touchdowns in the Raiders. J.J. Watt became the second fastest to record 75 sacks in his first 82nd game. Eddie Jackson returned a punt for Alabama in that 48-43 win. And, of course, last but not least, Dak Prescott going 22-30, 292, and a rushing touchdown. His first career win for the Cowboys.
Way to
go, Dak.
Listen, I'm not saying the greatest, but the dude, since he preseason to now, he doesn't turn the ball over. He completes passes. Now, I know all them go to Cole Beasley. Mr. Bobblehead over there. I mean, but still.
He's the king of the check down.
There's nothing wrong with being a check down.
It's better to be the check down guy than the turnover machine like Mark Sanitation.
Doesn't Phillip Rivers check down all the time?
Like every play almost.
Danny Woodhead and
all the time.
All of them.
Brady's the same thing.
I heard the same thing being said about Kirk Cousins, but no one said anything about Phillip Rivers doing it all the time.
Because Phillip Rivers will take shots.
Because Phillip Rivers is a cannon, too. And he will launch it far. The problem is with Phillip Rivers, there's nobody there
anymore.
He has
no help.
He's got nothing.
Everybody's always hurt. And like every single season.
I feel like every year Keenan Allen is
always hurt.
No, well, Keenan Allen, no, has until this year. But
he was hurt
last year. He missed a game, I think. But still.
He missed most of the
season. Just saying, like Danny Woodhead.
Vincent Jackson's
like
last 2 years there.
Yeah, Vincent Jackson.
Antonio Gates got old all of a sudden.
I mean, you know, Malcolm Floyd retired. You know, because he kept getting injured.
They didn't do anything in the draft to protect Phillip Rivers. I know that's another story for another day.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on a different show this week. Anyway, those are my heroes from the weekend.
Can I give Cam Newton some love real fast?
For what?
He became the all-time touchdown leader in Panthers history over the weekend, passing Jake DeLhomme.
He passed Jake DeLhomme twice.
122 career passing touchdowns for Cam Newton. Way to go, Super Cam. Let's go, baby.
Why is Jake still loved in the city?
Because he took us to a Super Bowl, man.
He damn near won the Super Bowl.
I don't understand.
And he got us to another NFC Championship game.
And he threw you out of that game.
Hey, okay. He got us there.
He's the ride or die, man. You rode with him, and you died with him.
Exactly.
All right. But anyway, let's go into. I know somebody requested to do dummies of the week, so we'll do.
We don't even have to be dummies. I'm just going to rant about something for a minute. But go ahead, hit it.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall BSS Carolinas dummy of the week. There you go. Go ahead, rant.
All right, man. So here's my dummies of the week.
I love that you had to get your drink to make sure.
I had to get the pipes working. All right, look. For every football player out there, I know you're excited. The end zone's close. But stop dropping the ball at the 2-yard line. It is just ridiculous. Now, let's see. Oklahoma got away with it. Another person got away with it. But it happened like 5 times.
Cross the line, cross the end zone.
Yeah,
first.
You don't cross. Yeah, whatever. I'm not a big believer in, oh, you know, just cross it, hand it to the ref, like, you know, clap, whatever. Dude, I don't care if you celebrate. But score the touchdown. Like, you cannot drop the ball at the 2. You're not that good, all right? Just stop. You're ridiculous. Cross the goal line. It's not that hard, okay?
Coaches should say, y'all got to get 3 steps into the end zone before you can drop the damn ball.
That's what I'm saying. Drop the ball, like, hit the end zone, and then run a lap, and then drop the ball. Like, make sure you know that you are in the end zone. It's ridiculous. It is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's, for me, dropping the ball at the 1 on a kickoff return or a big play or whatever is worse than when a pitcher can't throw the ball to first base. All right, I'm done. Just stop. Stop dropping the ball. Stop it.
Y'all hear that? Score. Make sure you have the score. Then you can celebrate.
Then twerk, do whatever, cartwheels, pull out Sharpies.
Don't have
care.
A video, put video of you on the sideline after you did the dumb stuff, grabbing your hair like, what did I do?
Take your phone out, put a Snapchat. I don't care. Just get in the end zone first.
Get in the end zone first. We got to give one to Mike McCarthy. 4th and 2, you hadn't run the ball all night. In the 3rd quarter, when you're in field goal range that could have tied the game, you damn go for it with James Starks. You got Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback. And Jordy Nelson is having his way with Trey Waynes. You got big Eddie Lacy back there. You give it to James Starks. You get stuffed. And what did you lose by last night? What did you lose by last night? 3 damn points.
Yeah, man. I got nothing on Mike McCarthy. It just don't look right in Green Bay, man.
At all.
But you know what? They go through this every year at the beginning
of
the season. Relax. Relax. And you know, when you got number 12 back there, it's
fine. They started 6-0 last year and then went on this slide.
But they were fine going into the season.
A lot of teams need to hit the relax button.
The problem is, though, Eddie Lacy. I don't know what you.
That's why I didn't draft that bum.
You don't know what you got. I mean, you know, Jordy Nelson's still working back in game shape. This is the problem when these guys don't play preseason.
And Randall Cobb act like he can't get open.
Randall Cobb, who is Randall Cobb again? I mean, we ain't seen him.
He got paid. He's on my bench.
Yeah, I don't know. You got any more? You done?
That's all I
got.
That's all I had.
All right. Well.
Stop
dropping the ball. For me, it was a Panthers fan that was sitting behind me at the game yesterday. I got to point you out, bro. You're sitting behind me wearing a Panthers jersey, but every time they would do something good, you would boo. When the 49ers would score, you're cheering.
And he had a Panthers jersey on?
Yes.
And you sound like the biggest damn hypocrite ever.
I understand if you're something might be wrong with you, because that's why I'm assuming something is physically wrong with the guy. Or he was drunk. I don't think he was drunk. It seemed like there's something wrong with him. But when you're at a game, if you're going to cheer against the home team, wear a different jersey. Don't wear the same one.
He didn't want to get beat up. So he came in with his Panthers jersey as a 49ers fan. And
nobody cared.
Ain't like that.
No, I will tell you yesterday, though, the one that I did care, I'm glad I didn't see a lot of jerseys yesterday, was a Kaepernick one. I didn't see many of those. There was a couple, not many. So it was nice.
They're supporting Cap.
It wasn't – I thought it would be a lot more. You saw a lot of Montana. You saw a lot of traditional.
You see a lot of Steve
ones.
Young. You'll see some Jerry Rice's rolling around.
Which is great. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, because I can tell you right now, Cowboys come to Carolina Stadium and wearing Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, 1-3, I don't know. Might wear all three.
Switch anyway, up every quarter.
Anyway, yeah. Every half, I'll go up to the suite, change in the box, whatever. Then the second one goes to me. I'm going to go ahead and give me a dummy because I started Jameis Winston instead of Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers had 4 touchdowns. Jameis Winston had 4.
I guess
INTs.
I
got to
take some of that dummy award.
No, it's me. I pulled the trigger.
I can pull the assist on that because he asked me, and I was both like, of y'all definitely need some of to start Jameis.
I was like, start Jameis.
Well, you see, I thought maybe
Garoppolo
this year
just threw for like 250 the week right before.
I thought Jameis would go into this game lighting that secondary apart because he was going to be very. The problem with Jameis that he needs to get to is being the same every week. You know,
consistent.
Thank you. It was not up and down. So we'll see what he does this week.
But we was looking at Phillip Rivers beat up all over the field. Jacksonville, everybody's drinking the Jacksonville Kool-Aid. They're supposed to be a playoff team. The defense is supposed to be better. And Jacksonville looks like the same old damn Jaguars for the past 10 freaking years. Man.
Yep. So anyway, that's my dummies of the week. Let's go into the game yesterday. I was talking about the stupid Panthers fan that was there, or not. Yesterday's game, Panthers win 46-27. It was the ugliest 46-27 game I've ever seen because they had them 17-10 at halftime. Then they go up big. Then they lose the lead, make it 34-27. Then they open up. Then they score the next 12 points.
And it's hard, man. Once you get up big on a team, it's just natural reaction to let your foot off the gas.
I do want to add a dummy from the weekend.
Tag in, Junior.
What in the world are you doing? And then it was funny because he almost returned the next kickoff for a touchdown.
He was trying to make amends. He knew he had messed up the play before.
At the one you basically hand the ball over to the other
team. Ken, we never can get right with Ted Ginn. Like, that long pass. He catches the ball, but he doesn't have the whereabouts to get both feet in because he has to worry about catching the ball because we know he got some unsteady hands. Hands are unsteady. And then he did that bull crap on the kickoff return. It's like, put Burson back there.
No. Don't ever put Burson back there.
No.
Why is he still on the team?
I didn't even know he was still on the team.
No, he's still on the team. I don't understand why. Why?
Because he played at Wofford.
I don't care.
That's Mr. Richardson's
alma
mater. I'm
tired of seeing the same guy on the field.
Hey, he's a hard practice player.
Then keep him on the practice squad.
We need him on the 53 squad.
For what?
What's he do? Tackle on kickoffs.
What does he do?
Run down and tackle on kickoffs. He's one of the gunners on punts and kickoffs.
He's not bad in the slot.
What?
He's not bad. I didn't. Wait. Why is that
horrible.
Offensive? He's not. No, he's
he
not.
He is garbage.
No, every time Cam throws it to him, he catches the ball.
For the most part, yeah. When he gets a chance, but he doesn't get a chance.
He doesn't need a chance. We've seen this guy for 5 years now.
And you know what he does? He comes in, he catches 10, 11, 12
balls
every
year.
Comes to
work. He pushes.
But who are you going to bring in? Who's going to start over Devin Funches, Kelvin Benjamin, and Ted Ginn Jr.? You just got that guy because he's there. And he does some things for it. Well, if Ted Ginn
Webb's there.
Well,
so
Ted Ginn gets hurt.
Yeah.
Then Burson is there to field punts.
Exactly.
After last year's play, 2 years ago, we should let this guy go completely and never let him return a punt ever again. It doesn't matter if they get hurt. Don't let him play. I'm just saying. Whew. Anyway, your thoughts on yesterday's game?
Yeah, man. It looked good. It looked just like last year's Carolina Panthers team. The defense wasn't as great as it was last year. Offense was just as good, if not better, when you add Kelvin Benjamin and you take in the fact that Jonathan Stewart left the game in the first quarter, or it might have been early second.
Now, Fozzie did have 100 yards.
Exactly.
Yeah, he killed it.
We still found a way to run the football.
And it looked just like it. You scored a bunch of points. You let him back in the game. You took it over. You scored a bunch of points again.
And plus, we had to consider it was 90 degrees, and the humidity made it feel like 105 on the field. They were out there dying.
I don't know. You were sitting in the stands. How hot was it?
It was great in my seat. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm underneath the little awning a little bit.
They were talking about it the whole game.
It was great.
Ronde
I had
Barber
the shade.
Was like, man.
Wasn't as nice as on my couch.
I don't
Ronde
know.
It was like I was on the field pregame. I done sweated up my shirt and everything. I was just standing out there trying to get
I
got to
tell you, you know, I'm sitting in the corner end zone on the home side. So, I mean, I went up to the box if I was too hot or anything like that. Just get another beer.
You can go in the cold box and get cold real quick.
I'm good. Come back. I'm good. Get me a cold beer. I'm good. But, I mean, dude, I don't know. The defense, you allowed 243 passing to Gabbert. Drone has some good runs.
Blaine nice Gabbert runs. Just lit up
Vance
the LA
McDonald's.
It just shut down the Seattle Seahawks.
It is Gabby Gabbert. I don't care.
Come on now.
It is Gabby Gabbert.
Blaine Gabbert had a good end of the season
this
last year.
This is Blaine Gabbert under Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly makes quarterbacks look good.
Sometimes. Here's why, okay? It's because that offense is 1-2-3, get rid of the ball. You don't look at second options. And you could tell yesterday when he finally threw that pick to Kuechly. By the way, Kuechly, who got burnt by McDonald on that big touchdown play, which I've never seen Luke Kuechly get burnt on a play.
And then got laid out.
No, he did. But he then, did. But, you know, he got the big interception. You know, the defense, a lot of – you know, I know y'all talk about the positives, but the defense scares me. I'm going to tell you, Kurt Coleman, that secondary, Trey Boston can't tackle anything.
Trey Were you Boston, watching the same game I was watching?
Yeah, I was watching.
Did Trey Boston was laying dudes out.
Oh, take that back. He can't cover anything. You're right. Okay. He can tackle.
You said tackle.
No, he
couldn't tackle against Denver.
He can't
cover.
They
must have been practicing tackling because he damn
sure won't tackle against Denver. He didn't tackle. But covering, he can't cover a cold. Because he was getting lit up. So, against a good team that can throw the ball, and that's been the MO since last year, but this year it looks really scary because we did not get no pressure on Blaine Gabbert yesterday. And I know it's 1-2-3 quick, but we did not get much pressure on Gabbert.
Yeah, but we got pressure on Simeon, and they run a more traditional. So
I can see that, but if we're not getting pressure, we have to get pressure on quarterbacks.
I think we'll be all right.
And I don't think we did a good job of that.
I mean, you can't shut down offenses in this league because they don't let the defense play. You can't put your hands on receivers. You can't do this, that, or the third. You can't play them close to the line of scrimmage. I mean, the game is, you know, adjusted for the offense.
I don't think giving up 240 yards to a quarterback, that's good.
To Gabbert, the plays that he made yesterday, no, come on.
Okay, and well, okay. Was, and 240 some, yards, but take out the 70-yard crap no, touchdown pass to the tight end.
No, he went 17 of 36. It's not like he went 30 of 36 or something like that. I get that. I'm just saying, dude, there's some defensive gaps that need to be fixed on this team. I'm talking about the secondary. I'm talking about having Trey Boston back there.
Well, that's the thing. We knew the secondary wasn't going to be good.
He is not a starting free safety in this league right now. Maybe in a year or two. He ain't right now because he was getting killed yesterday.
I mean, you got to ride it out with these guys, man.
I know you got to ride it out, but you got to address and fix the issues.
What we did fix was
you play, you got to get pressure on the quarterback. I haven't seen a lot of that.
We know we got to get pressure, but we did fix the run stop yesterday. Carlos Hyde didn't do squat. Sean Drone didn't do squat.
No, he only had 21 yards.
And then they
threw
it 36 times and only got 240 yards. So –
This week is going to be a big – it's going to be a big statement. Even if AP doesn't play, you're still playing a good team in Minnesota. Is a very – defensively a very good team. Mm-hmm. Offensively, got some good weapons.
Stephon Diggs.
Rudolph looks like he's Rudolph again.
They have McKinnon. The guys that back up
– Well, you got Asiata.
Yeah, Asiata and McKinnon, they're the 1-2 punch. So they're just as, I mean, they're not, you'll refrain from saying they're not just as good as J.J. and Peterson, but they'll come in and do the job when AP's not in there.
We're not worried about Sam Bradford, man. Come on.
Well, if you remember the last two times Sam Bradford's played Carolina, the Eagles and the Rams, he's not played well. Yep. All right. But I didn't think Sam Bradford would play good last night against Minnesota. He did. Or against Green Bay defense, he did. We'll see what he does next week. But they're going to have to stretch the field out. Jonathan Stewart will be out this game.
Yep.
AP's out, of course. Who's your X factor? Who wins? You know, I'll say who will win. I'm not putting it in NFL.com until Thursday, though.
I'd say Carolina wins. Just without AP, you still got Bradford getting used to everything, even though he did look really good. I mean, really, the matchup is going to be what can Cam do against that defense, and I'm going to roll with the reigning MVP. I'm going to take Carolina, and it's going to be close.
You just love saying that, don't you?
What, the reigning MVP? Yeah. Heck yeah, I do. Yeah. Hey, look, I'm going to take Carolina, probably close, maybe by 24-20. It's going to be something like that. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be the best game of the weekend next weekend.
You think?
Yeah, it's going to be.
There's some other good ones. I mean, you got Broncos, Bengals, Texans, Pats, Steelers, Eagles, Bears, Cowboys, Falcons. Yeah, it's just a game of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the other ones. Broncos and Bengals might be good, but we'll see. Bobby?
You know I'm going Panthers. We're going to keep pounding. 27-17. Sam Bradford, like he said, is still learning the offense. They only scored 17 last night against Green Bay. And Green Bay's defense is not better than our defense. So I think we'll be all right, man.
We're going to be good.
27-17. Super Cam, we'll figure it out. And between Cameron Artis Payne, Fozzie Whitaker, Mike Tolbert, and Cam Newton.
Is he going to finally be back on the field?
Who was that?
CAP.
He's going to have to. Stewart ain't going to be active, so they need somebody.
They need Cameron Artis Payne to be the starter for this team. It's time. Stu can't stay healthy. Cameron Artis Payne fits this system better than any other running back they got.
He has to actually be talented, though.
He is talented.
I ain't seen it yet.
I've seen it.
He has some good showings. Yeah.
Last year, those last two games, he looked all right. I'm not ready to say he should start over Jonathan Stewart.
No, I'm saying he fits the system better than Jonathan Stewart does.
I think Fozzie Whitaker fits the system better.
Fozzie's so light, man.
Yeah, he's not light. He can't take the pounding up the middle exactly. like he needs
he
to.
He can't play 45.
He did get 100 yards yesterday. I'll
but
give
it was
him
only
that.
Like six carries.
Yeah, I know.
I'm telling you though, like Jonathan, I guess when I watch the game, I just don't see him running it up the middle as much as they used to. The Panthers. They don't run it up the middle as much as they used to. They run a more zone.
No, I agree
scheme.
With you. I agree with that. They,
and that's why I would take Fozzie quicker. Okay. Right. I would take Fozzie.
Well, you know, right. Cameron Artis Payne played his whole career in like a zone running
right.
scheme
from
Auburn.
I mean, I want to see him produce. Like, that's I'll what I'm give thinking. Him. I hope he starts so that we can see.
If he's healthy, I think he will take the spot this year. We'll see if he stays healthy there. That's the question. I'm going to go with the Panthers win. I think it will be a close game. 24-17. If Minnesota keeps it below 20, I think they will win the game if they keep it below that. It has to be defensive struggle.
I just think they won't be able to run the ball. And once you put Sam Bradford one-dimensional, we got to get that pass rush. Sam Bradford ain't going nowhere. He's a target.
Yeah, you're talking about somebody slow. Cement bricks. All right. You guys got anything else?
Man, next week, there's a game that I'm really interested in, and it is Baltimore at Jacksonville. I know it's 0-2 Jacksonville, but it's time for Jacksonville. Jacksonville has to win this game. If they don't win this game,
damn,
you sure. talk about firing the head coach. You're talking about moving on, maybe trying to find something else because they have talent, and it's time to maybe find a different coach to come in and coach those guys up. So look for Jacksonville to be fighting for their life.
When,
or their coach.
When is a defensive coach going to go somewhere and actually have a good defense to do something? I mean,
I'm telling you.
Dan Quinn.
Ron Rivera.
Ron Rivera.
It took him a long time, though, to do it before he got it going. That's my point.
Yeah, it took Luke Kuechly.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, you got anything else?
Nah, man, that is going to do it for all this right. show, the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. Next show, college football. You'll hear me shed some tears over Florida State and the Louisville game. But I'm okay with it, and I'm going to tell you why.
All right. There you go.
As always, I'm your host. I'm Jeff.
And, of course, I'm Rocky.
And I'm Big Shot. Namaste.
And you can catch us everywhere.
Good day.